I grew up in a very loving, Christ-centered household, so I became a committed Christian when I was very young. But although I grew up this happy kid, there was a much darker part of my life that also began. When I was 7 in second grade, I was sexually abused by another girl in my class, whom I'll call Amy. This lasted anywhere from several months to a year. This girl manipulated me and convinced me that our friendship was based on my obedience to her. I knew what was happening was wrong, and after the guilt became too much, I asked my mom that I never see Amy again. She eventually guessed it why, and the abuse ended. Luckily, Amy and her family moved away. When the situation ended, I put it all behind me. It's a very common reaction with victims of abuse. They often forget about the abuse in a subconscious and desperate attempt at erasing the pain. So that's what I did. As I said before, I had a happy childhood, but I began to notice just slight differences about me, differences I noticed even before the abuse. I didn't really like, chasing boys or writing love notes or all that other girly stuff. As a matter of fact, I didn't even like boys. I thought they were gross. But the thing is, I started developing feelings toward other girls, attractions. I knew they weren't right. I knew there was something different, strange about the whole thing. So I kept it a secret for over 10 years. There's something you've got to understand about homosexuality. I did not choose to be attracted to women. No one chooses their attraction. I just could not rid the temptations that ravaged my mind daily. Day after day, I lived with a continually strengthening dependence on the imagination. The mind can be a dangerous place. I lived in shame and disgust of myself. I prayed for those 10 years that God would take my attractions away, but they stayed. I was hopeless. As the years went by, I felt the burden of secrecy just crushing me. Those many years were like drowning. As much as I wanted a breath of fresh air, I just couldn't ever reach the surface. I was a prisoner. Things began to change in high school. That's when I joined a traveling drama ministry that just depicted this miraculous story of loss and redemption. In the play itself, one of the characters says, "If you keep everything bottled up inside, it will destroy you from the inside out." I performed this drama 75 times. It only took about a fifth of those times for me to crack. About halfway through sophomore year, I came home from school in a mental slum. The demons were just especially bad that day. I sat there just weeping, unable to free myself of the temptations, lies, and just self-loathing. I broke. I approached my mom and, through tears, finally confessed my same-sex attraction. The next year was a blur. My parents went through a long process of prayer, worry, and searching on my behalf, but I found it impossible to talk to them. You see, the shame was just so unbearable that months went by before I was able to talk to them again about it. I saw my parents as these wonderful, blameless Christian people, too good and righteous to deal with my problems. But eventually, I gathered the courage to start seeing a counselor, and after a while, I began seeing Jerry my senior year. Jerry's the director of Prodigal Ministries at Cincinnati, an organization geared toward helping people find freedom from homosexuality and sexual addiction. It was the right fit. You see, even though I hated going to counseling, I realized it was forcing me to encounter myself. Jerry was blunt and knew where I was coming from. He himself had lived as a gay man for 3 years before coming to Christ. He delved and prodded into every area of my life. There was no stone that went unturned. I hated being exposed. It was like living your whole life in a dark room. And when the light is finally turned on, you want it turned back off. The truth is blinding. I wanted to quit, but I kept with it every week. God kept me going. It was during this counseling that I began to see the hope again in my life. I learned some valuable truths. I remember this one day I was talking about my shame, and I said something really stupid and dumb. And Jerry looked at me and he said, "Jaleesa, you have no right to judge because there's only one judge." I didn't realize that shame was a form of self-judgment. That's the last day I let shame rule my life. I also remember the day I learned the core of my struggle. It came really suddenly. Jerry was asking me about my feelings toward men, and I thought it was a really dumb question. I mean, I didn't know. But after all of his probing, a light bulb came on for the first time. I hated men. You see, back then, I viewed men as the aggressor, the taker, the victimizer. I saw girls with boyfriends as weak, pathetic. There was no way on earth I would ever depend on a man. They let you down. They demean you. And I'm an independent, free-thinking, capable woman. I'm too good for any man. Whoa. Where did all this come from? You see, I never again wanted to be victimized because I once had been victimized. And I viewed men as the ultimate abuser. I learned for the first time that homosexuality wasn't a struggle, but this hatred and bitterness toward men. That day, I changed the way I prayed. Instead of pleading with God to take the attractions away, I asked him to help me see men as the wonderful and good creation he intended them to be. And the healing began. It's a concept I can't quite explain. When I realized the core of my struggle, the core of the lies, God began to change my heart. I began to feel less same-sex attractions and began to see men as more competent beings. This skies just became clear, foods more rich. I was just slowly being healed. And through painful self-assessment, I was finally feeling freedom. I could easily talk for just hours about the miraculous changes God has done in my life. Since coming to OU, I've met so many wonderful men that have taught me what a real man of God is. I dated for the first time, and I realized that God has a special purpose for my testimony. Please just come ask me for any part of my story you want to hear. But I want to let you know that today I live in freedom for what God has done for me. Yes, I still struggle, and I do still face temptation. But now I have the courage, the tools, and the support to say no to the lies the devil tells me. I live in hope and excitement in the plans God has in my life. Please, if you have an unspeakable struggle that you feel too ashamed, too embarrassed to talk about, know this. As long as you keep it a secret, the devil has a foothold on your life. Just come talk to me, a staff member, anyone who's on fire for the Lord. You were not meant to walk alone. Listen, Christ died for all sins, especially the ones you keep in secret. Take courage and face your most painful struggles. Live in freedom as I now am. Thanks.